Have you ever heard the sound of freedom?
Welcome to another 5-Minute Flip.
What is up, Flipoponami? Welcome to your 5-Minute Flip for March 30th, 2024. I apologize for the audio quality. My podcast equipment is at my church office and I am here at home, but wanting to get this recorded and out to you before I go on vacation next week. So I've gotten some messages and seen on social media that Donald Trump has released a Bible that he's selling, $60 a Bible, whatever. That's the God Bless the USA Bible. I have not read his version of this Bible. From what I gather, he's teaming up with Lee Greenwood, who is a country singer that I'm not familiar with because I don't follow country music, who has a song called God Bless the USA. So this is the God Bless the USA Bible. And there is an American flag on the cover. I saw that. And I just want to get on here. You know, first of all, if you haven't yet, please listen to the most recent Flipside podcast episode, long form, that I did with Preston Sprinkle. And that's episode 94. And we looked at Preston's book, Exiles, The Church in the Shadow of Empire. And so that's fresh on my mind. We called the episode A Biblical Approach to American Politics. Please listen to that. I think it's really thoughtful, and I do think it's approachable. I really want all my content to be approachable. And sometimes, you know, it's like, I don't want to talk about Donald Trump because I'm a pastor, and I know some of you vote for him and whatever. But in this case, with him putting these Bibles out there, I'm just checking. I think I saw a cover. Yeah, it's got the American flag on it. I just want to talk in general. I want to give a warning, you know, to Christians about Christian nationalism, just from a theological perspective. Oh man, I do want to say some things about politics in the sense that, and Preston really went hard on this in the interview. He's basically like, you know, I'll leave it up to you as a listener if you think your politicians, whether you're Republican or Democrat. Let me just say that. I am not a Democrat. I am not a Republican. Neither is Preston. But he's saying, if you really believe that your politicians, whatever side you're on, care about, you know, the things that they care about, whether it's abortion or it's, you know, immigration or whatever, like the thing they're using to get your vote, you know, perhaps some of them actually care about these things. But this really is a game. The whole political system is a game, and they use these issues to get your vote. But it's not something that they actually, you know, care about. And I just want to be really clear with what Donald Trump is doing with this Bible. This is a clear to me tactic to try to get your vote. It's a tactic to try to look Christian. It's a tactic to, who wouldn't want a president that's, you know, made his own Bible or whatever, as if he's some theologian or, you know, someone who really lives out the Bible. And I really, really see him, outside of all of his other character issues and all the other things, his racism and just things that really, you know, nauseate me, his sexism and all these things, and some of his policies that are so divisive I see this as using Jesus, using the Bible to make a buck and to get a vote. And I look at the New Testament, I look at the way Jesus talked to religious leaders and talked to Pharisees about even, you know, the way that they pray. And you pray in the public squares to be seen and heard by men. And he compares them to, or the contrast is the sinner who's beating his chest in the corner, you know, have mercy on me, I am a sinner. And I just really want you to see that this is what Donald Trump is doing here for his campaign. From what I gather, he's short on money, so it's like a way to get a buck. And I think he knows he has this big swath, this big percentage of evangelical Christians just blindly will vote for him no matter what. And he said that. I mean, he's quoted and saying, I think he said something like, if I shot somebody in the middle of Times Square or whatever, you know, I wouldn't lose a vote, or, you know, something like that. And I'm really concerned about Christian nationalism. And I think that comes in two forms. One is the insurrection, the January 6th. We're going to take down the Capitol with violence. And there, you know, so yes, I did watch the documentary God and Country it was in theaters here in Grand Rapids. I think it's sort of limited viewing. I'm not saying you could probably watch a trailer. I don't like the way they put all of that together. I don't think it's as helpful as it could have been. I think they really missed an opportunity, but it doesn't. And what I mean is I think it's kind of its own echo chamber. I think it's its own. If you were even just a Republican watching that, I think you'd just be really offended, and you would dismiss it as just attacking, you know, you and whatnot. It's kind of the other side of the all or nothing, you know. And I just hate anything that's all or nothing. And Preston and I talked about that last episode. But that doesn't mean the concerns they're bringing up, and a lot of it's just factual historical stuff too. All that stuff is still valid, and it's stuff we need to be aware of. And so there's lots of clips in there from the insurrection on the Capitol. And I honestly, I didn't know, because I haven't chosen to go down that rabbit hole, I didn't know how really Jesus-centric that thing was, in the sense of people holding up signs about Jesus and shouting Bible verses, and just some dude with an AK-47 right next to the dude preaching some gibberish about Jesus in a megaphone or whatever, you know? I mean, it's really, really messed up. It's really, really, really messed up. And I don't think most Trump voters are that, but that's a real thing. Like, that's a real thing. And we have to realize that this is breeding that. Like, this is the breeding ground for that. But I do think that there's a theological warning, and we again go back to episode 94, listen to Preston and I's conversation about this. But when you take the Bible, and Trump is doing this so clearly and directly, when you take the Bible, which is God's word, and you just create this milkshake or this smoothie by saying, here's my policies, here's my politics, and, you know, I'm not uncomfortable naming a few. It's okay if you disagree with me on this, but let me just say it's this. Let's not. I'm going to run out of time. Let's not do that. The point is, you're taking policies that are very fallen. They are fallen policies, and if you're someone, honestly, who really does just agree with everything Trump says or any politician says, and you don't question any of it, and you think it's from God even, I mean, that's so, I mean, it really, it's evil. That is Satan's deception. I mean, can you imagine any picture in the Bible like that? Like, anything Nero says is from God, or anything Nebuchadnezzar says is from God. It's just, even someone like Cyrus, who was compassionate towards the Jews and let them go back, you know, the promised land and the Daniel and all that stuff, like, or Persia, I should say, that whole kind of era, there's still this clear separation of the kingdom of Persia was not the kingdom of God. They were not the same thing. And when you mix the two together, you get this militarism, and we've seen this throughout history over and over, with God on our side, you know, blah, 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 blah. So manifest destiny, the doctrine of discovery, the Crusades, Spanish Inquisition, these are all God's on our side and told us to go kill people and slaughter people. And it's, it's evil. It's so evil. That is not what God is about. And even if you were to point to some Old Testament conquest narratives, there's so much we can get into there, much broader than a 5-minute flip. Jesus clearly says, you've heard it was said, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, but I tell you, but I'm fulfilling that. Or I would even say I'm changing that. But we can argue about that. But at least I'm fulfilling that. I'm updating that. I'm upgrading that. You've heard it was said, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, I, Jesus, I, God in the flesh, I bringing in the new covenant, I tell you, love your enemy. Pray for those who persecute you. If you get slapped, turn the other cheek. If someone says, soldier says, walk a mile in my shoes and my, you know, or walk a mile, for, sorry, carrying my stuff, walk with them 2 miles. If someone sues you for your shirt, give them your jacket too. And it's this excessive love towards enemies. And that's Jesus's way. And if we are New Covenant Christians, New Testament Christians, there is no God is on our side. We're going to go commit violence. We're going to take people out. And that's what happens when we put the blender of politics, politicians, we put those ingredients into the blender with the Bible, with, you know, and I'm not even getting into the hypocrisy of Trump and his, the way he lives his life sexually, the way, I mean, endorsing a Bible, like, I just, there's that whole thing, and there's certainly plenty of verses about people that do that, right? But I just really want us to pause theologically and see how blatant of a Christian nationalism effort this Bible thing is, and how Christian nationalism is not the way. Jesus is the way. And there's so many things Jesus taught that are the opposite of politics. They're the opposite of power. They're the opposite of might. It's going to be up to each individual person how to interact with our politics, what kind of change agent to be within our political system. But at a baseline, we cannot think that one party or another, or one candidate or another, is one in the same with God and His Word and His God's policies versus, I mean, Donald Trump's policies or whatever it may be. It is just, it's really, really dangerous. Let alone, and I'll wrap up here. Let alone the testimony that it has to the world. We want the world to know Jesus, and more Jesus gets associated with Christian nationalism, without other Christians speaking up about it. And this is why I'm doing this podcast. I have an obligation as a podcast host, as a pastor, to speak up about this, to say, that is not the Jesus of the Bible. That is not the Jesus that says, come and follow me, for those that are non-believers, to a watching world. But they are associating that Jesus with Trump's policies. If you're pro Trump, you probably see these things different ways, but there is a real, I mean, he's used racism to get elected. He's used this very generalizing language about Latin American immigrants. I am at a loss of his language about women and sexual abuse of women, and that we being Christians just still equate him with Jesus and equate him with our faith and now this Bible, and he is anti-Jesus. I mean, he is anti-Jesus in the way he lives his life, and I'm telling you, the world is watching, and more people are seeing at least evangelical Christianity as a total joke because of this association with Trump and because of this association with Christian nationalism. And that's just not the way of Jesus. It's not the way of Jesus. So we need to keep pointing people back to Jesus. And so I just want to give a warning. I'm not putting this on Facebook. I'm not trying to start a comment war. But please don't buy into this. If you want more context on this, listen to episode 94 with Preston and I. The United States is not the promised land. There is no more promised land. The promised land is the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God lives inside each follower of Jesus. This is straight up New Testament theology, straight up New Covenant theology. There's no more temple. There's no more promised land. There's no more priests. There's now a priesthood of all believers. Jesus says his body is the temple. And then we are told that our body is the temple, the dwelling place of God. We are told that Jews and Gentiles are all now God's chosen people. There's no more Jew and Gentile. We're all grafted into the same tree. And what this means is there's no more land. There's no more promised land. There's no more, if this nation, if my nation repents of their sins, I will heal their land, as if the United States and God had this this covenant agreement to be his light to the world. We don't. We don't. Yes, we want our country to represent Jesus's values. And if we really mean that and believe that, we will not support Christian nationalism. If we really mean that and believe that, we will not support many, many, many of these policies that Trump is putting forth, or his lifestyle, or whatever it may be. And so I wanted to give some kind of warning about it, and take that with the Holy Spirit. Please pause. I'd ask that you know me, you trust me. I'm not saying you have to agree with me fully, but at least take it before the Lord. Listen to the interview with Preston and I, and just pray through it, you know, and say, man, what really is a biblical approach to politics? Because I don't think this isn't it. So thanks for listening. Thanks for being a listener. You know, even if we disagree, I know we're not going to agree on everything. That's kind of what the point of this podcast is. It's meant to be provocative. It's just, I hope it makes you think. I want you to be a critical thinker. And I think often the left and the right, particularly the far left and the far right, don't critically think at all. We just swallow everything whole, throw it in the milkshake, throw it in the smoothie, and just swallow it down. And I think it's really good for us to think critically. I think it makes us more loving people, more empathetic people. And so I hope this helps you do that. Just walk in the love of Jesus, walk in the humble, sacrificial, giving up of power, love of Jesus that we see in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Thanks for listening. I look forward to more long form episodes on the flip side, and I will see you next time on the flip side.
Thanks for listening to this 5-Minute Flip. Subscribe for more flips and long-form episodes of The Flip Side. Visit www.patreon.com/NoahFilippiak to support and get sweet Flip Side swag.